All right. Well, if you just tuned in to Jazz 88, the show was talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. My guest is the fabulous vocalist, Connie Evingson, and we're going to do a tune from the gypsy jazz tradition, I'm Confessing That I Love You. I believe is the whole title, but I could be wrong.
Otherwise,
what do you think about that?
I'm confessing.
Yeah. I'm confessing. Okay, here we go. Count her off, Connie.
One, two, oh, one, two, three, four. I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I love you. Honest, I do, I do. In your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again. Someday you'll leave me, saying, can we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again. Oh, yes, yes, over and over and over and over again.
All right.
So sweet. Isn't that just something soothing about that?
A beautiful thing that
was. Even though it's a sad song. The person's in anxiety. That's what it's about. But it feels relaxing somehow.
I think jazz musicians are famous for just ignoring the sentiment sometimes of the song. And,
yeah.
You know, just like, it's going to be fast. Right. I don't care. I like it.
It can be heartbreaking. Let's swing it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a pretty high, big disregard sometimes for the original intent of the composer. But that's part of our tradition, I guess.
It's part of our license.
Our license. Or as a friend of mine says, well, that's just a suggestion, you know.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, that was I'm Confessing. Connie Evingson is my guest in the studio this morning. The show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, playing guitar, a little bass. Very much fun. So I think we're going to leave the gypsy folks for a second and drift towards some of the Latin music that you like to play. And in this case, I would have to say not Latin, but Brazilian. And the tune I have up is, a real famous one, The Girl from Ipanema.
Mm-hmm.
And so what brought you to want to sing that one, Connie?
Why do I want to sing it?
Yeah, why do you want to sing that one?
I know, since it's next to My Funny Valentine, probably the most, you know, the joke about My Funny Valentine, and really maybe could be applied to this one as well, which is, how many jazz singers does it take to sing Girl from Ipanema? Apparently all of them. Anyway, no, it is an oft recorded and oft heard tune. I mean, it's maybe we hear it in a lot of elevators and in grocery stores and places like that, but it still is a great song written by Antonio Carlos Jobim from Brazil, and you know, originally in Portuguese. Mm-hmm. Help me out. Lyrics by, was it?
Moraes.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was at one point in the early 60s some discovery of bossa nova by some American jazz mm-hmm. players. And Jobim came to this country, or Gilberto came to this country, and as did Jobim. And it just happened that they were making a record in New York, and the producer said, you know, it would really help if one of these tunes had some English language lyrics that would help capture the American audience. And Gilberto didn't speak English, but his wife did, Astrid. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't really a singer, but she could sing, and she could sing in English. And so it happened that Norman Gimbel was in the right place at the right time. He was in the building. The Brill Building, I mean, literally. And Lou Levy, the producer, said, hey, could you write some lyrics for this tune? So he did. And Astrid sang it, and it was, you know, an overnight sensation, created a career for her that she didn't really plan on. And then it sent Norman, a lot of Brazilian songwriters came knocking on his door then and wanted, you know, English language lyrics to their tunes. So it's a very important tune. You know, I think it made bossa nova very popular here.
Yeah, it was a, you know, Frank Sinatra ended up singing these
sure.
things, and
yeah,
and Ella
and Sarah, and you know, everybody, right?
Yeah,
you know, everybody did.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, you know, that's one of my things I love to play, of course, is bossa nova, and it as a guitar style, it just appealed to me instantly when I heard it. You know,
yeah.
I think I was, you know, barely in high school, but it was like, oh, that's how the guitar should be played,
right?
You know? And
yes.
And there's a whole generation of us that love this music for sure. Yeah.
Well, it's infectious. It has a real visceral appeal. I think, you know, it makes you feel something,
yeah,
because of the rhythm largely, but also the melodies are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jobim wrote some beautiful chord progressions and beautiful melodies.
Yes, and there actually is a girl from Ipanema.
Yes.
She's a real person.
Sort of the Oprah Winfrey she had her talk show, right?
Oh, she still does. Yes.
She still does, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, and she's probably still tall and tan. So.
She was just a lass when she was walking down the beach and they spotted her and decided to write a longing ode to the girl from Ipanema.
Well, there you have it. All right. Well, if you just tuned in, the show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. My guest is vocalist Connie Evingson, and we're going to do probably the most famous song from the bossa nova tradition, The Girl from Ipanema.
Young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, each one she passes goes up. When she walks, she's like a samba, swings so cool, sways so gently. When she passes, each one she passes goes up. Oh, but he watches so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead. Not at he, tall and tan and young and lovely. The girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, he smiles. She doesn't see. Thank you.
How can he tell her that he loves her, he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart, oh, so gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead down at he, tall and tan and young and lovely. The girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, he smiles. She doesn't see, no, no. She doesn't see. She doesn't see.
Well, beautiful, Connie.
Oh,
just
that's
beautiful.
So
that was
sad.
That is a lovely song.
She doesn't
know?
See him.
You know, I know. But it is, it is a but people still love it, so what can you do?
As Norman Gimbel, who wrote the English language lyric, told me, it's the oldest story in the world. Beautiful girl goes by, a guy's longing for her, she's gone forever.
Well, I don't know if I'm overly moved by that story, but there you go.
Yes.
Someone, maybe. Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right. So that was Girl from Ipanema. And we have another one up from your foray into Brazilian music. And this one is Summer Samba. I like this one quite a bit, this beautiful thing.
Yeah, this was... the English language title isn't so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the... I'm trying to think. The big hit was Walter, the organist, right? The mm-hmm. And it was quite brisk. The mm-hmm. tempo was quite brisk, but I took it much slower. Mm-hmm. We took it much slower. You mm-hmm. played on this, right? On the record, or did we? Did you not? I can't remember.
Yes, on
yes.
the record. Yeah. Yeah, that record was really a beautiful thing. You want to tell them a little bit what else is on that record?
It's called Sweet Happy Life, and it's all lyrics by Norman Gimbel. A lot of Brazilian tunes, but not entirely. There, he also wrote some English language lyrics for songs written by French composers like Michel Legrand.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an English language lyric for I Will Wait For You and from Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Also Watch What Happens. Also, he wrote the language or the, he wrote the lyrics for, Killing Me Softly with his song, which
not everybody knows
not
that,
in another
think.
Language, originally in English. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he wrote that lyric. So yeah, he's still with us. Norman just had a birthday in November.
All right.
And I think he's 90 years old. I just spoke with him recently. He's doing great.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, he wrote lots of tunes, and including some theme songs from TV shows like Happy Days and Wonder Woman and Laverne and Shirley. How about that?
Well, there you go. Girl from Ipanema yes. and Laverne and Shirley.
I know.
It's a big
quite
career.
The range, yeah.
How fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you just tuned in, the show was talking about jazz. I'm Joan Griffith. My guest is Connie Evingson. We're going to do a beautiful Brazilian tune called Summer Samba, or So Nice, if we do the translation.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Someone to hold me tight, that would be very nice. Someone to love me right, that would be very nice. Someone to understand each little dream in me. Someone to take my hand and be a team with me. Oh yes, life would be so nice if one day I'd find someone who could take my hand and samba through life with me. Someone to cling to me, stay with me right or wrong. Someone to sing to me some little samba song. Someone to take my heart and give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh yes, that would be so nice. Oh, should it be you and me? I can see that would be nice. Someone to cling to me, stay with me right or wrong. Someone to sing to me some little somber song. Someone to take my heart and give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh yes, that would be so nice. Oh, should it be you and me? I could see that would be nice. Oh, should it be you and me? I could see that would be nice. So nice, so
well, that was Summer Samba, or So Nice. The show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, playing a little guitar with Connie Evingson, the fabulous vocalist over there. So, Connie, I've been. What do you have in mind for your next blast of things to do?
Oh, geez, I'm trying to decide. I've got three or four things, projects I really want to do, and you know, it's just hard to figure out what's first. But I just did a project with Dave Carr, you know, who I've worked with for a long, many years. Dave is on all my records, and I wanted to do this thing with him that really features him and kind of explores. It's called Horn Heroes. Mm-hmm. We just did a concert at the Jungle Theater where I have a concert series, and because the horn and the voice are so simpatico, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, horn players a lot of times will say, well, I need to know the lyric of the tune before I can really play the tune and understand what it's about. And Lester Young, that was kind of a rule of thumb mm-hmm. for him. And on the flip side of that are singers, especially jazz singers, often want to sound like a horn. We are, especially when we improvise, I'm often hearing a horn line, you know. So We mirror each other. We want to, you know what I'm saying? It's an interesting relationship, the horn players and singers. So Dave and I share a lot of similar influences in terms of horn players, and we just started this project where we did tunes that were either written and or recorded by some of our horn heroes, like Sonny Rollins and Charlie Parker and Lester Young, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, etc. Mm-hmm. And so we are working on some arrangements, and hopefully this will be a CD sometime soon. And Horn Heroes will be back on stage. We'll do it in various venues, and it turned out to be a really fun project to work on. So,
well, any time spent with Dave Carr is fun.
Yeah, I know, and I mean. You know, he's got amazing stories because he was at Birdland when Charlie Parker was there. He can talk about seeing Sonny Rollins at 17 on stage at the Five Spot in New York.
I know. And it's awesome that we have that resource in him, too.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Connie, I think we have time for another tune, which is always nice. What I have up here is If I Had You. Uh-huh. And which other projects does this one fall in?
If I Had You is another favorite in the gypsy jazz mm-hmm. world. You know, again, not written by a gypsy jazz player, but a standard that has been adopted and that one that Django played a lot. And I think it's on my record with it's called Stockholm Sweden, and mm-hmm. the one with the Hot Club of Sweden.
Well, it seems like these tunes, I have a I have this thing called the Gypsy Fake Book, which you can download from the internet. And it's a really large number of tunes. There may be several hundred tunes in. And when I look through them, it's like they all have, beautiful melodies, really. They're well-written tunes with a lot of cool chord changes. And it's interesting the ones that the Gypsy guys decided to play from our American Songbook, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think you can tell by the originals that Django wrote that he was very melodic. He mm-hmm. was a lover of melody and hip chord progressions, mm-hmm. Like Manoir de Mayrev, Django's Castle. I mean, one of the all-time greatest melodies and Nuage, which we played earlier. He could spot them. he could hear them. And he adopted, and he had a real wide range of taste. He loved classical music and would adopt or adapt, some classical tunes to the Gypsy style as well.
Yeah, very wonderful contribution to our tradition,
I gotta say. Genius. He was, one of those in the class of, Gone Too Soon that mm-hmm. really changed music, Mozart, Charlie Parker.
Yeah.
You could also say Jimi Hendrix, it's not just one handful.
Prince,
but Django was mm-hmm. only lived to be 40 years old. Mm-hmm. I think 40 or 42.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of music in that time.
Yeah, and a lot of music coming up that he was writing, which is the other sad part. But all right, so we're going to do If I Had You. My guest is Connie Evingson, the fabulous vocalist. And here we go. You can counter off.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave my old ways behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my whole life anew if I had you. I could climb a snow-capped mountain. I could sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a queen, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. Start my whole life anew if I had you. Oh, I could climb the snow-capped mountain. I would sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you. If I had you by my side, I could be a queen, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. Oh, if I only had you. There is nothing I couldn't do if I only had you.
Beautiful, Connie. It's just
Another sweet tune.
Another sweet tune.
Yeah. Well, another longing, sad tune that just has a certain sweetness about it.
Yeah, to me that feel is kind of what I would call kitchen dancing.
Yes, yes, it is. Yeah, come on over here, baby.
Hey, baby, dance around the popcorn maker.
Put that dish towel down.
Yeah. Well, Connie, thank you so much for coming in. I have so much enjoyed working with you over the years, and it's such a pleasure to hear you sing.
Oh, thank you. It is wonderful singing with you. We have to do more of this.
We will. That's for sure. Well, if you just tuned in, the show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. My guest today has been the fabulous vocalist, Connie Evingson, and I would like to thank Wesley Phipps, who's behind the console, hopefully making us sound better than we actually are. Thank you, Wesley. I appreciate it. Tune in to Jazz 88. There's lots of shows, and this show is talking about jazz, so thank you.